1967.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we've been talking about the system. We've been talking about what the system is doing to us. We've been talking about food, and I've got a package of LEDs here. That's what that sound is. And I'll tell you a little bit more about these LEDs in just a minute. Had a meetup last Monday, and I was talking about the project that I'm working on here at the farmhouse, and how it involves alternative lighting. But I'd like to share with you a short clip. Let me get set for this. Here's a little clip, and I'll tell you a little bit about what this means in just a second.
Okay, Vincent, I understand that all of us are scheduled to be off campus for a field trip. Good job. I like field trips. Since you made the arrangements, please instruct our class where and when to meet for the field trip.
Okay, so... We're going on a field trip, Rick. You know,
yeah, right.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, Rick, as I've said for the last, oh, maybe year and a half, that I think that, I said it privately, but I'll say it publicly now, that USAPrepares.com, the Get Prepared Expo, seems to me like the barbecue before the Continental Congress. A whole bunch of people.
Oh, that's a metaphor.
yeah, it is. And it's going to get me in a lot of trouble. I know they're coming to get me. But, Rick, seriously, you know, a lot of us that are involved with USAPrepares.com, not a lot of us, all of us, are disappointed with the direction that our country is going. We are furious that our liberties and freedoms are being stolen by the second, that we are being taxed out of existence, that businesses are going belly up because they can't cope with the regulation and the invasive government minions that come to help them. And it's just, it's never ending. And then the competition that's being enhanced from offshore, like China and Mexico and these third world countries. Well, yesterday I was thinking about, actually I lost my temper on the air yesterday afternoon on KWTO. I mean, I literally lost my temper, and I said, you know, I was wondering kind of where this line in the sand is going to be, and when, just when is it going to happen that somebody is going to say, that's it? Well, it happened yesterday afternoon on KWTO. I said, that's it, that's it, that's it. And I was furious because our records were given to Homeland Security. My information, as well as 185,000 others here in Missouri, our CCW information was given to the federal government with the assistance of our Governor Jay Nixon and the Department of Revenue. And the Department of Revenue, the head, you know, resigns. Okay, I'm sure they gave him everything he needed, you know, to make his life comfortable after he sold us out. And we're being sold out by the second. The IRS is selling us out. And we have the trifecta. The trifecta of corruption, which would be the IRS pressuring people, investigating people. We have the Department of Justice investigating, and we have the AP wire investigations. It's nonstop. And then we have Benghazi. Okay, we have the trifecta of corruption and cover-ups and conspiracy. Fact. People, I can't believe it. There's some people who are so naive as they're saying there's no such thing as conspiracy theory. It's here. It's here. It's all around us, and it has been. And those people who are saying there's no such thing are purveyors of bad information. They are part of the problem. Anyway, so I said, here, there's this, okay, the line's been crossed. It has been crossed. So what we're doing is we're going on a field trip. USAprepares.com is going on a field trip to City Hall in Springfield, Missouri. And there are about 110 of us that go to these meetups. And I'm anxious to see how many of us actually show up for our meetup at City Hall in Springfield. And here is our plan. And I'm even going to tell these guys. I'm even going to tell City Council and the City Manager of Springfield, Missouri, exactly what our plan is. And it's called MBWA. Manage by walking around. And that's a General Electric management technique. And what these managers would do back in the 1980s is they would walk around with a clipboard and a pencil, and they would just look around. So the big boss would come down from upstairs, and people would go, uh-oh, he's here. He's here. And they'd see him, and they'd say, oh, man, this is not good news, because that guy never comes down here. He's, you know, he's like way, 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 way up the ladder, so he never comes down here to be with us. Something's up. And then he would just, you know, walk around, not say anything, not smile. And smiling's not allowed. And he would just look down his clipboard. He'd look at somebody. He'd look down his clipboard. He'd look at somebody, look down his clipboard, and he'd start writing. And he'd walk around. He'd look at somebody else, and he'd start writing. And he's writing his grocery list. His wife said, okay, don't forget the bananas, don't forget the, you know, the lettuce for salad, and, you know, and so forth. And he'd write these things down. But the people that he looked at thought, oh my gosh, he knows. He knows what I've done wrong. I'm going to get fired. He knows what I did today, yesterday, the week before, last month, this year. And that's a technique. And that is the technique that we're going to use on Monday when at 6:30 when we all show up at City Council's meeting in Springfield,
Missouri. You know, don't forget, what you're doing is what's called transactional analysis. That means that if you speak to someone like they're a child, they will behave like a child in their response. Mm-hmm. And so there might be a type of revisioning rather than trying to be adversarial. I'm guessing that City Council are not in their mind being bad, they're trying to do the right thing. It comes down to having different values of what's important. And that part, it varies from one location to another, and that's why people don't want to live certain areas, because this is what's happening there. That with that concept, you should you find fellowship with belief systems and try to instigate change. But really, in order to actually have change in the world, you can't actually go out and change the world. What you can do is change yourself, and so the world will change with you. And it's some of this, it's simple, because it has to do with what you choose to see and what you choose to ignore. And everybody's different. And what you're trying to do is highlight things that are important to notice, like food. What would happen in Springfield if the grid went down? And we have today, right now, four massive coronal discharges from the sun that are going to affect our weather. They are going to affect our weather. Whether or not they affect the delivery of food or not, that's a big question. But if that happens, there's only, what, 2.5 days worth of food in Chattanooga? I mean, in Lebanon or Springfield? And what Chattanooga did was decide that they have these restaurants that are four-story. They're old houses. They're like big old houses. They converted them into restaurants. And they have a greenhouse right next to the restaurant. Now, that greenhouse has no way of producing the amount of volume of food going through that restaurant. However, it symbolizes their networking of 12 other major gardens in Chattanooga, where now in restaurants, 40% of the food that's used is grown right there locally. And that would be a good place to start with City Hall, where they encouraged, community gardens in the local downtown areas of Springfield, so that if food were to become an if problem, and the diet choices that we talked about last hour, that part could, that would be a place that I'll bet you could find common ground. And if you find common ground, at some point, those bureaucrats are going to see what you see and feel what you feel. And while they might be hands tied because of regulations and rules, that's why we have the vote. Each area is different. You know, they're going to come at it differently. But rather than be adversarial, those guys at City Hall are not crooks. They might be up in Chicago, and they might be, but you should approach it as they really don't know what to do and are trying to do the right thing, predicated on what their constituency voters have chosen, the reason they want to support this person over someone else. And really, what I've found is that everybody pretty much wants to do the right, maybe not Rumsfeld, but you get what I'm trying to, Rumsfeld just opened a library, I can't believe it, some catacombs. And did you hear that Google has just purchased a quantum computation algorithm computer, a supercomputer? What's that about? Gmail.com. Give me a break, man. What do you think's going on?
Rick, the plan with going to City Hall is we have been talking with them for over a year about getting fluoride out of the water. They are stonewalling us.
They use fluoride right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, and what's happening is, as a matter of fact, I mean, they're just poisoning us into being dumb, stupid, fat, lazy, lethargic. And so what we're going to do is we're going to let them know that we are watching them, and we are going to hold them accountable for poisoning us, and we're going to throw them out. We're going to throw them out. So we've tried being nice. We have really tried. It's not working. So we are going to gang up on them the same way that they gang up on us when they set up these gauntlets with the police and they make us go through license, registration, ID cards. We're going to show them who's boss.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Richard Allen Miller. And you can go to his website, RichardAlanMiller.com. Rick, I have in my hands a strip of LEDs, light-emitting diodes, and they are 5 meters in length, and there are about, in this particular one I'm looking at, between 120, they come in different densities, 120 to 150 to 300 LEDs over a 5 meter length. And they operate on 12 volts. This particular one I'm looking at is 3 amps at 12 volts, so that's 36 watts. And what I'm going to do, Rick, is install these on wooden strips painted. The wooden strips will be painted to match the trim in our house. And I'm going to put it in the great room, the kitchen, all the rooms, and I'll have 12-volt lighting so that, you know, should there be a grid-down situation, we'll have LED lighting everywhere, very low power. And I can light the entire house if I turn on every single room in the house. I'll be able to light it with 30 amps at 12 volts or 360 watts. Of course, I wouldn't be doing that in a grid-down situation. And I figured out that I could probably power lighting, if I used it judiciously, in the house for almost 1 month on a 12-volt automotive car or truck battery. So I wanted to share that with you. And here's what happened. I showed this. I enrolled part of a role at the meetup, and I showed the group at the meetup what I was doing, and they were so interested in this very inexpensive technology. One of these rolls is about it's less than $10 for 16.
How do you recharge your power, your battery?
I have, okay. Well, you know that our house, you've been to the farmhouse, and it's a stone farmhouse, and it's set long ways north and south. So the front faces the west. So we have a south side where the garage is, and facing south, I've got two solar panels, and I'm going to be able to recharge deep cycle batteries with these solar panels. And my concern, you know, you can't do everything with solar. I have a wind turbine that I'm going to install in the next couple of weeks, and it's a small wind turbine. It's less than a kilowatt, and I have these solar panels. And Mrs. Finelli is hot on me to buy battery bank, so I'm going to get some deep cycle batteries, some more of them. We have about four of them right now, but that's not enough. And so we're going to charge the batteries with solar and wind, and we will literally be able to light our house off the grid. And that's a start. Now, we have, and I want to share this because you can't, it's almost unaffordable for most of us working types to cook and heat our hot water with electricity. It makes no sense. So what we're doing is we've had, since we built this farmhouse 7 or 8 years ago, we've had propane for cooking, and our hot water, although we have electric hot water heaters, have an 80-gallon hot water heater and a 50, but those are, the 80-gallon unit is heated with that outdoor wood furnace. So basically, we're heating our hot domestic hot water with wood. And Rick, our electric bill is around $84 a month if we're not using air conditioning. And that includes running refrigeration, the freezers. We have two freezers, refrigerator, dishwasher, and, you know, all the modern conveniences that, you know, many of us enjoy. So I'm going to, the plan is to use these LED strips backed on 1x2, let's say, or 1x1 wood, and light the entire house with them. So
the idea of capacitors and storage mm-hmm. systems like a battery is really interesting and valid. Of course, you know, the Ark of the Covenant probably was a big battery. And when Moses and his sister looked in it, they were both scarred, like battery acid or something like that. The thing I am concerned about is the toxicity of the elements within a battery in terms of what they do to the soil.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll also talk about a little bit more about this. And I'll tell you what happened when I showed this to the group. Unbelievable reaction. I was actually shocked. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and I'm a little distracted here. I'm playing with these LED strips. So, Rick, here's what we've got. The LEDs, and this is a little project that I'm working on at the Fennelly Farm. The idea is I don't expect the grid to be 100% reliable. You talked about the CMEs, the coronal mass ejections right now that are happening from the sun. And, you know, it could take out the grid. So for an investment of about probably a little less than $200, between $150 and $200, if I had a 12-volt source of power, I could light up my whole house. Now, I have the wire to connect all this throughout the house, all over. And frankly, the wire that you need is not very heavy. It really isn't. We're only talking to wire the whole house. I'm talking about 360 watts to wire every room. So you can use 18-gauge speaker wire because this is 12-volt LEDs. But they're, Rick, they're 3/8 of an inch wide. Think of it like ribbon with bumps on it. And
cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Be like that,
and, yeah, and it's self-adhesive on the back. It's got a 3M adhesive strip. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some 1x3s. I'm going to rip them down the middle. So I'm going to get 1x1.5s, and I'm going to attach. I'm going to sand them and paint them with a semi-gloss so that I can attach the sticky 3M backing of the adhesive backing of these LEDs to these boards, and I'm going to screw them to the ceiling because we have a textured ceiling in a lot of our ceilings, and that will allow the LEDs to run cool and last the rated 50,000 hours life expectancy of these LEDs, and you can chain them together in series. So I'm going to have these 8-foot boards, and the LEDs are about 16 feet long per spool, and they're less than $10 a spool. So I did a quick calculation. I only need, for the entire kitchen, and it's a long kitchen, it's a fairly large kitchen, and we spent a lot of time there, so the kitchen's almost 30 feet long by about 16. So I'm gonna have 4.5, spools. So 4.5, roughly $45 for permanent lighting, it'll last lifetimes, 50,000 hours, expected life at 12 volts. All I have to do is, if there's a power failure, I'm just going to take a couple alligator clips, if you will, and hook it up to a car battery, and we're good to go. So
That's interesting. Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I have never. I knew that technology was moving in that direction, but to have it be in this state right now, that's very cool.
Well, here's what happened. Rick, it's unbelievable. So we had this seminar, the meetup last Monday, and Jeffrey Maddox was there, and he was talking about bees. He's our beekeeping instructor. He was at the expo. Yeah. He's going to be at the next expo with you and the rest of the instructors. So anyway, I enrolled part of one of these strips, hooked it up to a little wall ward, a 12 volt wall transformer, a little tiny one, and it powered up. And he was like, "Wow, that's really, really neat." So I said, "Look, you know, I'm not in the business of selling these, and I don't want to sell these. And I explained the cost, and it was literally less than $10 per. Actually, it was more like $6 and change. Less than $7 is what it costs per spool. And I said, you know, if any of you want them, I'll be glad to order them in bulk and sell them at my cost, which is, you know, whatever I pay for them. And I said, I think they're going to be about $6.85 a piece. So for 16 feet. Well, we passed around a sheet, Rick. I've got the sheet right here. This meetup group ordered a half a mile of LED strips. So I'm trying to buy them, you know, and the seller's going like, he sends me emails like, "What are you doing?"
Lighting a large cavern.
So I guess the point is there is a lot of interest in cost-effective solutions to what some of us may see as serious potential problems, like the grid going down. Rick, you mentioned. Oh, so what else, class? Let me just say this. I'm going to take some pictures of the project, and I'll take some, so you can see exactly how this goes. But bear in mind, I am a one man band, so I'm a farmer and I do a little bit of radio.
Everything's going on, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things going on, and we're getting ready for the next expo, which is July 19, 20, and 21 at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon. So if you're thinking about participating, that's the date. So, Rick, can we talk about the coronal mass ejections? What can this mean to us here on planet Earth?
Well, if there's different kinds, and they're M-class X-band, they have a whole bunch of different radiation pattern signatures. If it's in an X-band, or, you know, it could act like an electronic spike, ELF spike, where it'll actually fry your ignition system in an automobile, kind of like that tower did, you know, where it was in, what was it, Kohl's parking lot that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, let me share that for those that haven't heard that. Yeah, there's a parking lot in Springfield, Missouri, and there was this phenomenon. People would drive in with their new automobiles, Chryslers and General Motors and such, and they'd pull into the parking lot, they'd get out, they'd lock their car, they'd go shopping, and they'd come back to their car and they'd hit their keyless unlock button, and they couldn't get in the car. And so if they had their key, a physical key, to put in the tumbler and turn the key, they could unlock the car, but they'd hit the start button, the push button start, the electronic start, and the car wouldn't start. So it was like there was a disconnect between the start button and the starter of the engine, and there was a disconnect between the keyless remote and the automobile or the truck. So that you couldn't get into your car if you had an electronic only system to open your car door. You could not get in your car, and you couldn't start your car if you had a keyless remote. So. But anybody who had an ignition where you put the key in and actually turn the key the old-fashioned way, they were good to go, no problems. And so what happened is tow trucks were called, and about 100 or more people had their vehicles towed to the dealerships to find out what in the heck is wrong. So car after car after car after car after car are being towed from this parking lot, and then they get it to the dealership, and then they find out the cars are fine. Absolutely fine. No, not one of them had a problem. And what Rick is talking about is there was electromagnetic radiation that was installed, and we broke the story right here on USA Prepares. The KY3, the big television station, had their engineers thinking about it. They couldn't figure out exactly what it was. We said exactly what it was. It was a transmission. That was the third harmonic out, which is in the middle of the FM band, which is three times the frequency of the keyless remote is three times the frequency of the middle of the FM band for radio waves, and it was installed in the parking lot as another antenna, and boom, it wiped out it overpowered the capacity for the keyless remote to open vehicle.
That could be another possibility, not probability, of your LED lights, because the band level to make that bioluminescence, it's a luminescent form of light, has a very small bandwidth between this one piece of material and the other, and a coronal mass might have a harmonic in there that could disrupt that logic center, what they call the forbidden zone. It's when you take gallium and arsenic and bond them together to create a register, what we call their IO register systems. And that is microwave bound. And the sun, if it's giving off microwave, and it is in certain mass ejections, it might disrupt your lighting, might disrupt a lot of things using electric current. Probably we're going to have something like that, very similar to what happened to the Carrington effect back in 1857, I think, or 1859, when we lost telegraph. And Matt Stein's projections on the possibilities of a serious coronal mass ejection, where it takes out the large capacitor, your storage system for our grid, that is, it's pretty serious. I would, for example, move away from anything doing with electrical current. Now, that's not a bad thing to have that as a backup. It's a lot better than candles. But I'm not sure, But what that might also become affected when you lose the grid and you lose power, that your battery power won't have a problem, but the LED part might. And I don't know that. I haven't been current enough in the physics to have known on that. And there's no way to shield that, you know, because we're talking about microwave or quantum mechanical levels of wavelengths. So there it is. I don't have a clue yet as to what would happen, but I can say with full certainty that it will affect your daily life across the board. And the concern I had about your concepts of sanitation and hot water, we need to rethink that kind of system, because if the grid does go down, the amount of water you need just for drinking is sizable. And then when you start to add in your toilet and your concepts of hot, soapy water, we need to rethink how we do what we do in those regards. That's my concern.
Rick, you're right on the money as usual, and I'll tell you why I say that. And we've got a caller, Bud. We'll be with you in just a second. Rick, I've got the package right here, and I'm kind of crinkling it. It's the LED strip, and what is it in? It's in a Mylar anti-static bag. It was shipped from China. I got two different
there
shipments.
You go.
So
there you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, and well, that's where they're made. We don't make them here. And if we want them, boy, believe me, I don't like shopping there, but there's no choice. But both shipments came from two different factories in China, and they are both in Mylar anti-static bags to protect them so they don't get blown up by a coronal mass ejection on the way over to Vinny's farm. Bud in Montana will be with you on the other side of the break. Dr. Richard Alan Miller, Richard Alan Miller.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple, grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just got an email from Garland, one of our class in Missouri, and he wanted to know where I, how come I wasn't at the event at Remington's. It's owned by a Baptist church, Garland. The Baptist church owned Ridgecrest Baptist Church told me that if I showed up at that event, they would escort me out and ultimately call the police on me. So if you want to know why I wasn't at that CCW information event with Richard Mack, they threatened me. They told me they would call the police on me. So if that's the one thing that'll probably get me thrown off the air on KWTO. If I mention that on KWTO, they really don't want me talking about the Baptist Church and how they keep calling the police on me. But anyway, we've got Bud in Montana. Bud in Montana, you've got some information you'd like to share with us about the LED lighting?
Sure. Well, Benson, I just had some ideas on your LED lighting. I've been an electrician for about 35 years, and I live totally off the grid and have for the last 12 years. And I think if you run 30 amps off of four batteries at 12 volts, you will drain them fairly fast.
Oh yeah, I won't be doing that. I won't be draining. I won't be using all 30 amps.
Right. I understand that.
And by the way, please send me an email. Please send me an email, and I'd like to talk to you off the air and maybe have you come on the air with me. But go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is I don't have email because I live off the grid. But I can. I do have your text line, and I can text you my phone number. What I was going to tell you is, if the other thing to remember on those batteries is that if you do not have some kind of a controller that will dump the power at, say, 20% of the maximum amount of amperage that are in the batteries, like if you drain them all the way down, what happens is your battery life is cut in half.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
Yep. Yes, so, and I do have...
Go ahead.
But I do have a solar power charge controller. Yes.
Okay, good idea. Good deal. I just think that I have done things quite a bit differently. I decided to go with an inverter, but like Dr. Miller said, in case of a coronal mass ejection, there's a very good chance that it would get fried. So I am in the process now of even getting me another one, where I can put it in a Faraday cage, and I've done this with my vehicle, different things that I can do it with. We don't run cattle, but I have a little farm up here. It's just the weather, like you said a long time ago when you decided to move to Missouri, the weather is quite a bit colder up here, so we have greenhouses and stuff in order to be able to grow almost anything. But anyway, I appreciate your program, and I was really bummed that I couldn't get to listen on the GCN telephone line, because that's how I listen to you. It's the only way I can get you. I would really love it if you could get on shortwave somehow, but I'm sure it's late.
Hey, I've got great news for you. Seriously, Bud, I've got great news for you. I was talking to... I called GCN. We have an instructor from Mexico. And he sent me an email and said, hey, I can't call the GCN line to get in. So I said, okay, let me call. And I talked to Alex Jones, producer, and he said, okay, here's the international line. Just call this number and have him call this number. So we did. And I said, he said, by the way, do you realize that we don't get any complaints about you? And I said, well, that's really neat. So he said, no, we have never gotten a complaint about, USA Preparers or Vincent Finelli. And I said, that's really great. And he was the guy that was instrumental in getting us on from 1 hour to 2 hours. So, he said, we have gotten some calls. People want you on the satellite. And I said, okay. And he said, yeah, we want to do that. We want to pursue it. So by the next day, we were in communication. And 2 days later, we were on the satellite. No, we're on the satellite the next day. Rick's satellite, Galaxy 19. So he's going to be on with us. So you will be able to listen to us on Galaxy 19 satellite radio. I'm Vin Finelli. Bud, thanks so much. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thank you for being with us today. I really appreciate it. We'll see you next Thursday, and we're looking forward to having you over at the farm for the next Get the Prairie Expo, July 1920. We'll be right. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.